In this practice session, we will explore doing some standing yoga postures mindfully. Taking a moment now to recognize that there's nothing to do for the next 45 minutes or so except to breathe and slowly move the body, being curious about how it feels as you gently explore and expand the range of movement available to you. Without judgment or a sense of striving or trying to get anywhere in particular, but rather with an intention to nourish and support the body as it is today. Remembering to use diaphragmatic breathing as often as possible and bringing your attention to the breath again and again as we practice. I invite you now to come to stand on the floor or ideally on a yoga mat, and we'll come into a mountain pose. So look down at your feet and see that they're hip width apart or maybe closer together than that, roughly parallel to one another, and have a sense of pressing the feet down into the floor, feeling the muscles on the legs engage. You might even feel the spine lengthening up towards the ceiling, the very top of the head, the crown of the head, moving upward, like the whole body is growing longer. And on an exhalation, relax the shoulders down the back as much as they're willing. Have a sense of the weight of the body in your feet, just noticing if the weight is all in the balls of the feet or the heels of the feet. You might even rock gently forward and back a little bit until you find yourself kind of in that sweet spot in the center where your weight is evenly distributed. I'm just breathing here for a moment. Noticing how the body feels as a whole right now, today. And then on your next inhalation, sweep the arms all the way up overhead, turning them palm up when they get shoulder height, and stretching the arms up towards the ceiling, maybe looking up past the fingertips if that feels okay on your neck. And then on the exhalation, you can draw the hands together all the way down through the center line of the body. And then when you're ready on another inhalation, sweeping the arms all the way up overhead, taking your time, and on your own breath timing on the exhalation, drawing the hands back down through the center line. Then we'll inhale one more time like that. This time, keep the arms up overhead. And you might even lock your thumbs together. If that doesn't feel good on your shoulders, then keep the arms parallel to one another. And feel yourself stretching all the way from the bottom of the feet, up through the legs, the pelvis. You might feel the side body stretching through the shoulders, through the elbows, all the way out the fingertips, breathing here. Noticing how it feels on the neck, if it's better to look up or if it feels better to look in front of you. You might even just close your eyes. And then when you're ready on an exhalation, releasing the arms, letting them float back down to your sides, and standing once more in mountain pose. If you're comfortable, you can close the eyes here or just let the gaze be very soft. Feeling the effects of just that stretch on the body. Feeling yourself breathing here. And on the exhalation, deliberately drawing the belly a little deeper towards the spine. kind of engaging the core muscles of the body. And then the next time you inhale, reaching the right arm all the way up overhead and leaving the left arm down at your side. And each time you inhale, see if you can root or press down through the right leg as you reach and stretch all the way up through the right side of the body as if to reach something high above you on a tree. Longer and longer the right side becomes, relaxing the left shoulder down. One more breath there. On the exhalation, releasing that arm down to the side. On the inhale, the left arm reaches up. And feeling the stretch, rooting or pressing down through the left foot, the left leg. And that helps to lengthen that whole side as you reach a tiny bit higher and a bit higher. On the exhalations, remind the right shoulder to relax, release. And on the next exhalation, the left arm comes back down to the side. Just noticing what you feel here. And then on the next exhalation, both arms come up once more, locking the thumbs or keeping the arms parallel. Inhale deeply as you press down, root through both feet, both legs. And on the next exhalation, stretching to the side, so arcing over to the left. Keep the belly drawn back towards the spine. That will help to protect the low back. You're not going to go any further than it feels right. You're not trying to really push this anywhere. You're just exploring. What if I bring the breath into my right side ribs? How does that feel? And then on the next inhalation, slowly bringing yourself back to center, relaxing the arms down if you need to, giving them a break or else staying here in the center. When you're ready, reaching straight up a little bit higher or bringing the arms up overhead if they aren't there already. And on the exhale, arcing the other way, stretching through the whole left side, belly drawn back towards the spine. Just exploring, what does it feel here on this left side of the body? Where does this stretch come in most? And on the next inhalation, back to center. And on the exhale, releasing the arms down. And taking some time once again just to pause. Notice centering yourself here in the literal center. An awareness of the breathing and the belly. We'll begin rolling the shoulders, drawing the shoulders as far up towards the ears as they're willing to go, and then forward as close together in the front of the body as they can, and then releasing them all the way down towards the floor, and then back as if to touch the shoulder blades to the spine or each other, and then back up again. It's taking your time here as you continue to roll the shoulders, exploring what is my full range of motion here. Being curious about how it feels as you do that. And then you may want to add the breath to this so that you exhale as the shoulders come forward and down and you inhale as the shoulders come back and up. One more time in this direction. letting the arms be relaxed at your side, kind of passive. And then we'll reverse the direction, going the other way. Still the inhalation when the shoulders are up and then back. Exhaling when the shoulders are down and forward. Perhaps a sense of undoing, of releasing in an area of the body where we tend to hold a lot of tension, and inviting it to release as much as it's willing. And then when you've evened yourself out in that direction, standing once more in stillness, noticing the sensations that are there in the neck and the shoulder region. On your next inhalation, rooting down through the feet, the legs, lengthening the spine once more. And then the next time you exhale, slowly bring the right ear towards the right shoulder. Let the left shoulder be heavy. And stay there for a breath, and when you're ready on the inhalation, you'll slowly bring the head up to center. And do that again. Exhaling down. Inhaling the head back up. This time on the exhale, bring the chin towards the chest, but keep the chest lifting so you're not rounding through the spine. Inhaling the head back to center. Doing that again. And when you're ready on the exhalation, releasing the left ear towards the left shoulder, keep the right shoulder heavy. You'll inhale up. And do that one more time. And if it feels okay on your neck, you can release the head all the way back. Inhaling when you bring it back to center. And doing that one more time. If that's not appropriate for your neck, you might just draw the chin towards the chest instead. And coming back to standing, neutral, grounding, feeling that connection of the feet with the floor and the earth below that. Relaxed, yet alert, awake, poised. Balanced. On your next inhalation, bring the arms out to the side, shoulder height, palms are facing down. Have that sense of strength rooting, particularly through the right leg, and draw the belly, especially the low belly, below the belly button, back towards the spine. And then you're going to bring all the weight into the right leg as you bring the left leg out to the side. The leg is straight, the left leg, and you're balancing there. Kind of like a star. Notice here as you attempt to hold the leg out to the side and keep breathing. Notice if you hold your breath. Notice if tension starts to build in the face, the jaw, behind the eyes. See if you can let that go. Keep the effort in the places that actually serve the body, in the core, in the low belly, in the leg. And on your next exhalation, slowly lowering that leg and the arms together. And taking a moment just to breathe, feeling the effects of that. And then when you're ready, before you lift the right leg, take a moment to root, to ground through the left leg. Make sure the low belly is drawn back towards the spine, that you have that support there. And then inhale the arms up to shoulder height once more. Bring the weight into the left leg. And inhale the right leg up and out to the side. Doesn't matter how high it is. It doesn't matter if you have to touch that foot back down and regain your balance. Doesn't matter how long you stay with the leg lifted. You're just exploring, what is my balance like on this day? Keep your gaze steady in one spot. That tends to help. But allow the gaze to be soft. Use your peripheral vision. That sends a signal to the nervous system not to move into fight or flight response, but to stay relaxed even as you work. And on the exhalation, you'll release that leg down. And standing once more. And to observe the effects of your practice, to notice your breath. And then take your feet a little more than hip distance apart and bring your hands on your hips. Once more, ground down through the feet, the legs, spine lengthening up. You might feel that the low belly automatically draws a little bit closer to the spine when you do that. And then on the exhalation, you're going to turn the upper torso to the right as if to look back over the right shoulder. Keep the twist not in the pelvis, but rather in the mid to upper back, the shoulders turn. Notice the tendency that might be there to bring this twist all into the neck. And instead, release that a little bit. And so the chin isn't directly over the chest or the sternum, but maybe halfway between the center of the sternum and your shoulder. And then focus, particularly on the exhalation, as you draw the belly towards the spine. Can I increase my twist just a millimeter or so? Encourage the shoulders themselves to stay dropping towards the floor rather than hiking up towards your ears. And when you're ready on the inhale, come back to center. And when you're ready on the exhalation, twisting the other way. On each inhale, think about rooting down through the legs and the spine grows longer. And on each exhalation, perhaps the twist can come just a little deeper. Watching so that it doesn't all come into the neck. Noticing if you bring tension into places that don't do you any good, like lifting the shoulders up, clenching the jaw, hardening the eyes. And then on the inhalation, coming back to center, breathing there. And this time as we twist to the right, you're going to turn all the way from the ankles. Everything turns except the feet to the right. Just two breaths in this direction. Noticing how that changes things for you, if it does. Coming back to center on the inhalation and on the exhalation, twisting the other way. When you're ready, coming back to center and pausing once more. breathing, noticing. Observing what's here. And glance down once more to look at your feet. Just notice if their positioning has changed, if the feet are splayed out, toes pointing in different directions. See if you can bring them more or less parallel to one another. Root the feet, the legs down. Feel the muscles engage on the front of your thighs, your quad muscles as you do that. Maybe even there's a sense of the kneecaps lifting up. Low belly draws a little back towards the spine and slightly up. The whole spine lengthens upward. It's helpful on the exhalation to imagine the shoulder blades melting down the back. The front body kind of all lifting, rising up, and the back body relaxing down. From here, bend the knees a little bit. So the spine still stays nice and long. The legs are strongly working, pressing downward. The belly, low belly, draws back towards the spine. The spine is really long. And on the exhalation, you can take your hands to your thighs and begin to fold forward at the hips. So don't round through the spine. Don't bring your chin close to your chest. Keep your back flat like a table as you slowly fold, fold until perhaps, maybe, the back comes parallel to the floor. Your legs are strongly working here and the spine keeps growing longer. There's a tendency to shorten the front body to let the roundness come into the back. So think about moving, particularly on the inhale, your sternum away from the belly button, lengthening through the front body. And on the inhalation, keeping your back flat, press down through the feet and the legs to come all the way back to mountain pose, your original centering position. And just notice how that felt in the body. And if you have any back issues, any disc issues, particularly in the low back, you're going to continue with that series, keeping the spine flat, in neutral, as we say, nice flat back, no rounding, and not coming any further forward than the back parallel to the floor. If you don't have any back issues, then on the next exhalation, you'll continue to move into the forward bend that we just did. We can all do that part together. Taking the time, once you feel like the back is parallel to the floor or however close to that, the body is willing to move today in a way that has a certain steadiness to it, a certain ease. Even though you may be working here, you don't want to work to the point where you're holding your breath or you're grimacing. And then on the next exhalation, if your back is okay with this, you're going to allow yourself to continue folding, hands sliding slowly down the legs, maybe to your knees or your shins or your ankles. Keep attempting to bring the back flat, a neutral position, until you get to your limit there. Probably the hamstrings on the backs of the legs will let you know when you've reached your limit. Keep pressing down through the feet, through the legs. They're active, quads engaged, belly deep back towards the spine. And then on the next exhalation, allowing those who have spines without any injuries or difficulties to just release, relax, and let go. The head dangles towards the floor. Knees remain bent here. You might even shake your head side to side a little bit, releasing any tension in the neck. And gently press the fingertips into something. Maybe it's your knees, your ankles, your feet. If you happen to be born with super stretchy hamstrings, you might be able to have your hands on the floor, but most of us can't. Gently press those fingertips into whatever they can and encourage your shoulders towards the waist. Don't let them collapse up around the ears. You want the neck to feel long and free. And on the next inhalation, take the hands closer up to the thighs and bring the spine back to that flat, neutral position. Keep pressing down, rooting through the legs, the feet. And on the next inhalation, you're going to come up with that flat back, all the way back to standing. And breathing there. Inhale, rooting the legs, lengthening the spine. Little bend in the knees, and on the exhalation, coming back to our half forward bend, that place where the back is more or less parallel to the floor. Legs rooting, belly deep. If it feels okay here, on the inhalation, reach the right arm straight forward. The arm now also parallel to the floor. Breathing there as you reach and stretch. On the exhalation, that hand comes back to the thigh or the waist. And then you'll inhale the left arm forward, reaching there. Noticing what you feel as you do that. Bringing that hand back down. And on the inhale, slowly, mindfully, coming back to your mountain pose. With another centering pause. Perhaps closing the eyes. Perhaps they've been closed throughout your practice. So what is here now? I'm giving the body a moment here to let everything settle. Looking down at your feet. Once more, you might want to take them closer together, maybe even the big toes touching and the heels slightly apart. If that doesn't feel right on your body, then take the feet as far apart as they need to be, but no more than hip width apart. And once more, that sense of rooting down through the feet, through the legs, lengthening the spine up, letting the low belly draw back towards the spine. And on the exhalation, bending the knees and the ankles, keeping the spine as tall and long and vertical as you can. And then you can keep your hands on your thighs if you like, or on the inhale, sweep the arms up shoulder height, facing forward, palms are down, sit back in your seat. This is called chair pose. So imagine that any moment now, someone's going to slip a stool underneath that you can sit on. But instead, that's not going to happen. Instead, feel this through the legs. You might feel it in the ankles. You might feel it in the belly. Where you don't want to feel this is in the low back. And if that's happening for you, then come out of it a little bit. Stand up a little bit straighter. And if it's not, can you drop just slightly lower? Keep breathing, relaxing the jaw. And then on an inhalation, press down through the heels to come back to your mountain pose, allowing the breath to be whatever it wants to be, perhaps shaking the arms and the legs out a little bit, inviting tension or fatigue or whatever may have built up during that practice to leave on an exhalation. And then once more, rooting down through the legs to lengthen the spine up. We're going to move into tree pose. So bring the weight into your right leg. See if you can do that without shifting your whole body strongly to the right. Just engage the muscles of the right leg. And draw the belly back towards the spine. And then unweighting the left leg. Turn the left knee that's slightly bent now to the side. The left heel resting against the right ankle. Hands can be at the heart center, if you like, or out to the side, if that's more helpful. You can stay here. You can take the sole of the foot and rest that against the side of the calf, the right calf, or the left foot all the way up to the side of your right thigh. Above the knee or below the knee, but never across the knee. If you were to lose your balance, too much pressure would be put into the side of that joint. And hands can stay at the center there, or you can bring them up overhead, either palms of the hands together, arms parallel to one another. Just exploring here. Try not to make your goal to stay balanced without ever losing it, because then the pose tends to be too rigid. A certain ease with the pose, an ability to breathe here. And when you're ready, transitioning that foot back down to the floor as you bring the arms back down to the side. And a breath or two at center. And when you're ready, bringing the weight into the left leg, a sense of that leg being rooted, grounded, all the way down to the center of the earth, spine tall and long, belly drawn back, unweight the right foot, turn the knee to the side, deciding where you want to rest that foot, ankle, calf, thigh, press the foot into the leg when it gets there, leg into the foot. See if you can relax the tongue. Release any tension in the face. And notice that trees are not rocks. They don't stand still. They move. They sway. Sometimes they fall over. So let your tree be natural. Some days the weather is a little calmer. Things are a little steadier. And on other days, they're moving all over the place. So can you just be with what is? Observe the ego here that perhaps wants things to be a certain way, that is perhaps critical, is perhaps drawing conclusions based on how the balance is on this given day, and gently smile at that voice in the head and let it drift by like clouds in the sky, and coming back to center when you're ready. Feeling the body as a whole there. And then coming to sit down on the floor on your mat and bringing the soles of the feet together. Knees are wide apart. Feet can be as close in towards the pelvis or as far away as feels appropriate. Bring the fingertips or the palms of the hands back behind you and gently press down to lengthen the spine up. Pressing or rooting the pelvis down into the floor to help find that length and extension. And if you feel like you can keep the spine vertical here, you could take your hands to your ankles or you could hold on to your toes, but you don't need to. gently pressing the soles of the feet into one another, drawing the knees towards the side walls. Relaxing the shoulders away from the ears. One more breath here. And then you're going to straighten your left leg and bring the sole of the right foot in towards against the left thigh. And if that doesn't feel good on your knee or your hip, you can take the sole of the foot farther down the leg, the knee or the calf. And then adjust so that your belly button is facing along the inner line of the straight leg. You might need to draw your left hip back just a little bit. Inhale the arms up overhead, rooting down through the pelvis to lengthen through the spine, growing nice and tall and long. And then on the exhalation, hinging forward at the hip. So once again, the spine stays flat, stays in the neutral position as you tip forward at the pelvis. Now, it's possible that your body will say, no, straight up and down is as far as I'm going to go today. Maybe the pelvis can tip a little bit, and you can allow the hands to float down to either side of the straight leg. And each time you inhale now, root down through the sitting bones, your pelvic bones there that you sit on, and lengthen the spine. And each time you exhale, just let gravity do its thing, and maybe the pelvis can tip forward a little bit more. It's tempting to try to bring your head down towards your legs so that your spine rounds and the front of the body gets shorter. But we're not going to do that. Instead, if you were to lay yourself down on your leg, your belly would land first, your chest would land second, and your head would land last. So see if you can release any striving here, any goal of getting lower. That's not the point. Instead, we're just exploring what happens here as I lengthen on the inhale and just see where gravity takes me on the exhale. And then the next time you inhale, gently bring yourself back up to vertical. Notice how you feel. Straighten the right leg now so both legs are straight. Take a moment there. And then draw the left foot in, perhaps all the way up to the thigh. Right leg is straight now. Turn the belly button so that the navel lines up with the inner line of that right leg. Inhale the arms straight up overhead, rooting down through the pelvis, lengthening up through the spine. And then on the exhalation, once again, tipping forward, hinging at the hips, exploring your range of movement here. On each inhalation, rooting down to lengthen the spine up. And on the exhalation, allowing the arms now to float down, hands resting on either side of the leg. Remembering on the inhale to lengthen even through the front body. Think about drawing the heart further towards your foot. And on the exhalation, just let gravity do what it does as you explore your range of movement on this side, which might be different than the other side. Pressing the right leg a little into the floor so that the muscles on the front of the leg engage a bit. When the quad muscles are engaged, the hamstrings release a little bit easier. And when you're ready on the next inhalation, gently bringing yourself back to vertical once more. And shaking out the legs as you straighten both of them, just giving them a chance to release and let go. And then bringing yourself to lie down on your mat or on the floor, with the arms at the side. Just noticing what's here as your body comes into stillness. Feeling the rise and the fall of the belly here. And then bend the knees and bring your feet flat to the floor, fairly close in to the pelvis, arms at the side, hands down towards your feet. Find the neutral spine here so your back is pretty flat. You're not pressing your low back into the floor and you're not arching away. And the next time you inhale, press down through the feet to lift the hips up off the floor. And as you exhale, the hips can come back down on the floor. Each time you inhale, you press through the feet, press down a bit through the arms and the shoulders to lift the hips up. Make sure that your neck stays in a natural curve. You don't want to collapse the chin towards the chest. Keep the chin tipped just a little bit towards the ceiling. As the hips rise and fall with the breath. And then the next time that you come up, see if you can stay up. And allow the inhalation to come all the way up into the chest, a sense of opening there in the chest as you inhale. And as you exhale, draw the low belly down towards the spine. There's a tendency for the belly to poof up to the ceiling here, and instead you want the belly to stay deep. The core is engaged, and let the breath instead come all the way up into the chest. And as the sensations intensify, can you find a sense of ease here? A sense of not muscling your way through it, but breathing through it. A sense of stillness, of being as you are in this moment. And then on the next exhalation, releasing the hips back down to the floor, and hugging the knees into the chest as you gently rock side to side. Letting go of any tension that may have built in the back as you were practicing there. You may even want to bring your head up between your knees and gently rock a little forward and back. And then releasing that, lengthening the legs down along the mat, coming into what we call corpse pose. So the legs are slightly away from each other, letting the feet just relax and fall away from one another. Arms are slightly away from the body, palms up. Shoulders are relaxed towards your waist. And corpse pose may sound like kind of a morbid name, but really it's about a complete releasing, relaxing, and letting go of the physical body. And yet the mind is awake, alert. Feeling the body as a whole. Taking a moment to remember what it means to engage in this kind of practice on a regular basis, offering yourself some time and some energy to nourish the body. It helps you maintain and improve your health. And to practice mindfulness in this way. And maybe eventually incorporating postures that you have learned on your own, doing it maybe without the CD. Taking the time to feel your body and pay attention to what it's telling you, honoring the messages that it gives you rather than pushing through them, observing and dwelling in your own limits that change from day to day, being non-judgmental and compassionate with yourself on those days where things don't come as easily, the body might need some support. And noticing as well when you become stronger, more flexible, more balanced with practice.